Time now for We're Bigger Than You Think, a weekly conversation on the dynamic real estate market in York County and the Two Carolinas, presented by ReinhartRealty.com.
So, Jay, we've been on a ride here talking about higher interest rates and a very low available inventory of homes. We talked about it from the purchasing standpoint. What about from the seller's standpoint? Where does this leave them?
That's right. Don't think you have gold. That's what I always tell people is we're still subject to appraisals on the seller side. We do have certain buyers that do come in and offer all cash, but the buyers have gotten smart. We're not on this craziness that we've had the last couple of years where people didn't care what the house was on the market for. They just needed a house. We've seen those increases, which, again, we're talking about 40, 50, 60% increases in valuations over the last 3 years, now decreased to what is a normal increase in the marketplace, which could be around 5% for our area. Now, as a seller, I need to think about that. In other words, I can't be greedy on my sale because we want to make sure we're priced right for appraisals and that a buyer gets a fair deal, we get a fair deal.
But in this marketplace, it would be true that the seller is still very much in the driver's seat?
There's no question the seller is in the driver's seat, and we do have multiple offer situations more often than not today. So it really depends on the price range. If I'm in the $1 million price range, I might not have as many buyers. But if I'm in the $200,000 or $300,000, Manning, whew, it's still a feeding frenzy.
And make sure you pay attention to your Reinhart Realtor. They do this every day.
That's right. We can lead you down the path and help you get that house sold.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Manny.
Join us Thursdays for We're Bigger Than You Think, presented by ReinhartRealty.com. Trustworthy, reliable real estate services locally, across the nation, across the globe.